Thank you for joining our podcast. My name is Becky Price, and I'm a marketing advisor for the Cigna Dental business. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Carrie Sun, our Chief Dental Officer. Welcome, Dr. Sun.
Thank you, Becky. Glad to join you today.
So today, we're going to focus on what is top of mind for most of us right now, the COVID-19 pandemic. This really unprecedented situation has resulted in a lot of questions and confusion around a multitude of topics, including how the pandemic and associated quarantines have impacted our customers and our dental providers and the services they provide. So today we're going to hone in on two topics that frequently come up in conversations and phone calls with our customers, clients, and producers. What to do when you need emergency dental care during the pandemic, and how you can help maintain good oral health during the quarantine period, specifically when your usual dental office is not available for routine care like checkups and cleanings. So recently, both the Centers for Disease Control and the American Dental Association released recommendations to dentists regarding the delivery of dental care during the quarantine period. Specifically, they've suggested that dentists should postpone any routine procedures and only see patients with dental emergencies. Can you talk to us a little bit about why this would be done and what kind of an impact closing a dental office could possibly have on the current situation?
The CDC and ADA have provided guidance that dentists, along with other clinicians and healthcare facilities, should really focus on addressing urgent and emergent visits now and for the foreseeable few weeks. Dentists are specifically called upon to postpone routine, non-urgent visits. And by taking these actions, the dental profession can join the larger cause and help limit unnecessary interactions to reduce the potential spread of the virus. This will help patient and staff safety and also preserve patient care supplies, and you may have heard the term personal protective equipment, which is like masks, gloves, eyewear, and gowns.
Makes sense, but here's the question. Is it really okay to postpone routine care? I mean, after all, we're all taught how important it is to see your dentist twice a year for that all-important cleaning and exam.
Yeah.
Am I at any sort of an increased risk for oral health problems if I miss that care?
Yeah, this COVID-19 pandemic has really put all of us in a situation where we need to follow the recommendations of the health authorities. And those are things that are aiming to protect us, the public health of our communities in which we live and our country. And given the way that COVID-19 is spread from person to person, it will be okay to postpone routine dental checkups and cleanings at this time, really to promote social distancing and reduce exposure. If you have concerns about a dental problem that you're having, reach out to your dentist. They are there to help guide you. And if you have trouble reaching one, don't hesitate to reach Cigna, you know, if you need assistance finding an available dentist. I do want to say that under usual circumstances, as you shared, it is still important that we get our teeth checked and cleaned regularly, as recommended by your dentist.
Got it. So you're not letting us off the hook, obviously.
Right.
So can you share a little bit about, you know, what's the definition of a dental emergency? You know, in other words, like what would have to happen in order for me to pick up the phone, call my dentist and say, I have an emergency and I need to be seen right away?
It is very important that we distinguish, you know, what are true dental emergencies, and they are emergencies that are potentially life-threatening or conditions that really are serious and require immediate treatment. I would say that they would include if you're experiencing uncontrollable bleeding, if you are noticing maybe a swelling that is around your mouth or even in the mouth that is starting to either enlarge to the point where you may feel like you have trouble breathing, or if you're, you know, if you have an accident or a trauma to the face that may restrict your ability to breathe. Now, those not as severe are what we call urgent dental conditions, and these are ones that still may require immediate attention to relieve the pain or infection, and these should be evaluated by your dentist and treated as simply as possible. And I would say some examples of those would be, you know, if you're having a severe, you know, toothache pain, if you have maybe some of your wisdom teeth have been removed, or if they're still there and, you know, causing you to have severe pain. Again, if you're noticing any sort of swelling, which is typically a sign of an infection, you know, you really need to have that evaluated. We also find examples where people may, you know, chip their tooth and they're having significant pain from that. That would be something to reach your dentist about. Or again, loss of a tooth through an accident. Also, if you're needing a dental treatment urgently that is for a medical purpose, meaning there are certain conditions where you need to get your teeth treated before having a medical procedure. And then obviously if there's some abnormal tissue that needs sampling, those would be something that may be more urgent. Both of these types should really be evaluated and managed by the dental team. So with your dentist or some of our dental specialists like root canal specialists or oral surgeons, which will help to make sure they can take care of those things and alleviate our hospital emergency rooms at this time.
Right, and that is critically important. They are getting to the point where they're overwhelmed. So if the CDC is concerned, rightfully so, about the risk of interactions for routine dental care, why is it okay for dentists to provide emergency care? I mean, after all, you still have to go into the office, you're interacting with the staff. Isn't there still a risk of infection?
We have to remember that these dental emergencies that are potentially life-threatening, we still need to address those. And during this time, the dental team will try to reduce exposure and the spread of COVID-19 as they treat patients with these serious conditions. And they'll take recommended precautions to really ensure the safety of their patients and the office staff. I think they realize the seriousness of some dental emergencies, and at times they need to proceed with treatment, but they will do that cautiously. In addition, you know, again, going to the dental provider for emergencies really minimizes the need for our patients to go to the ER, which carries sometimes an even greater risk of exposure to the virus.
Right, okay. So then what would you say to parents that have kids that are wearing braces or adults that are going through orthodontia treatment? Normally these folks have to go in for adjustments every few weeks. So what happens if they end up having to miss one of those visits?
Yeah, patients with, you know, braces really have a lot of ongoing care with their orthodontist or dentist. So it's really important for them during this time when we're trying to delay some of this regular care, they should really contact their dentist and orthodontist about, you know, their treatment plan and what is the next step. And they will generally tell you, you know, do I need to see you in a couple weeks, or do I need to push that out and see you maybe in a month? And they will help guide you and monitor, you know, what are the next steps and when you need to be seen.
Right, okay. So you've gone over some great information about how to handle dental emergencies and any, you know, care that may be in progress, but what about the people that may be wondering how long it will be before they can get in for an exam and cleaning? You explained how postponing routine care for a short period of time doesn't really cause additional risks, but is there anything that we can do to help maintain the best oral health possible until the dentist reopens and we can get in for preventive care?
Yeah, I think many of us may be right in the middle of treatment or, you know, have had some of your care but didn't finish it all. And again, it's really, you know, while we're asking dentists to restrict the types of care that they're providing, it's really important for them to reach their dentist to kind of know how to maintain their mouth during this time and protect the things that are ongoing, so that once everything starts getting hopefully back to normal very soon, we'll be able to get back in to see our dentist and continue that care. I think it's really important that home care is optimized at this point. In fact, it becomes even more important for us. And the key things to remember, you know, you still need to get to brushing your teeth at least 2 times per day and 2 minutes every time you brush. And make sure to use a fluoride toothpaste. You know, those are ingredients that will help fight tooth decay. You know, also make sure your toothbrush is a soft one and that you're getting to all the tooth surfaces. Also, you know, the thing that we all struggle with in terms of getting in between your teeth, but we need to clean and floss your teeth on a daily basis. And one other thing that helps is that what we eat is very important, so make sure to reduce the sugars in your diet.
Got it. Well, that is helpful. Dr. Sun, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of, you know, what has become a busy day for everyone to address some of the questions we're hearing most often right now. As you know, the situation is constantly evolving, and, you know, we continue to work hard to make sure our customers, clients, and producers have the most up-to-date information possible. So we may be speaking to you again very soon for another podcast. Meanwhile, is there anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Yeah, I definitely just recommend that don't hesitate to reach your dentist. They're there to help, and whatever your situation may be, whether it's, you know, something urgent or not, you know, they're the experts in treating you, and so you want to make sure you connect with them where you can. And if your dentist is unavailable, we at Cigna are here to help. You know, we can help you locate another dentist through your My Cigna account or just by calling us at 1-800-997-1654. And an additional thing is I did want to announce a new option for what we call virtual dental care in the coming days. So I encourage our listeners to be on the lookout for another announcement and details about how our customers can receive guidance from a dentist without having to leave the home.
Well, that
more
sounds
to come.
Exciting. Great. So let me repeat that number one more time for anybody that may need help getting information on dentists that are available. It is 1-800-997-1654. And because hold times are probably going to be longer than normal, we also suggest logging onto your My Cigna account to locate dentists in your area. So thanks so much, Dr. Sun, and thanks to our audience for listening to this podcast. We will continue to provide updates and information as needed by email, podcasts like this, and other communication platforms, including our dedicated COVID-19 microsite, which can be found at cigna.com. We are here to help you understand care options and what is being done to address the impact the COVID-19 pandemic may be having on our valued customers, clients, and producer partners. Thank you. The content in this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical or dental condition.